If you would remain standing for our scripture and then our praise song this morning. Our scripture this morning comes from Psalms 136, verses 1 through 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, to the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. I praise Him this morning. Thank You that we can come, and we can come in the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May You rule in our hearts this day and every day of our lives. Lord, may all that is spoken this day be Yours in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, this morning I'm going to just try to do what I had to do last week and didn't get to. So I'm going to get through it this week, I hope. But it's good to come to the Lord's house and not always know exactly what's going to happen and give room for Him to operate and work and not be so rigid. And I thank y'all that you are the kind of people that'll let that happen. Today's sermon, you see it in there, and those of you that have come since I've been here, you know, for the last few years, there's occasionally been a sermon called Everything I Ever Needed to Know. I learned at some various event or something that's happened in my life or that I have observed. And it's based upon, of course, the book by Robert Fulghum, wrote a number of years ago, and where he wrote the book says Everything I Ever Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And many of you have read that book. And so it kind of takes that theme that life. Fulghum talks about how he realized that after all of his education, all of the higher learning that he had experienced in his life, that he found out that the most important lessons in life are the simple things, the things that are found in the simple things of life, right there in the sandbox and with crayons and those kind of things that happen in kindergarten. And I'm a pretty simple person, so that works good for me. And I am able to see, as all of you are, God's mighty workings in some of the most simple things that come my way in life. Now, I'll start it off today. I was thinking about Thanksgiving last week, and of course, this is a continuation of that. Thanksgiving kind of is sandwiched between these two Sundays, so I felt like it'd be still appropriate today. But I have learned some things through Thanksgiving. The first one I want to share with you, I learned this from something that happened last Saturday, and this is kind of what inspired, or last Friday. Friday was a week ago. What inspired my thinking on this, I had got home. I'd been out, and it was about noon, and I was waiting for someone to come by to do some work on the furnace there. And I'd had a pastor friend of mine had called and said, you got time to eat lunch today? And, of course, I've always got time to eat lunch. So I said, yeah, I think I can do that, as long as I can get back, you know, by 2 o'clock or so, 3 o'clock, and don't miss the guys coming to work on the furnace, need a little heat there. And he said, oh, yeah, no problem. So we were talking on the phone there. Well, in the meantime, I got home. And, you know, we have a dog, Toby, and one of the first things you do if you own a dog when you get home, you know, you take the dog out. Well, I take Toby out, and Toby is an inside dog. He's a definite inside dog. And I always put Toby on the leash, even more so now than ever before, because he can't hear. He has lost his hearing. And my fear is if he gets out and gets away from me, starts chasing a squirrel, who knows where he might end up, because he can't hear you calling him. Well, I go out, and my friend has called me, and as I'm bringing Toby back in, like I always do, I take the leash off of him, standing outside the door. He always gives a good shake off. That's his procedure. And we go in the house, and I'm talking on the telephone as I do this, and go on in, go eat lunch. I come back. And I walk in the house. And, you know, it's been about 2 hours. I had a couple errands that I had to run in the meantime while I was out. So I come in, and I go to look for Toby because, you know, I'm going to take him out. That's what we do when we are gone and we come back in. We take him out. I come in. I go back to where his normal place is. He's not there. I thought, well, I must have walked by him. He must have been in the living room or the den laying in my chair or on the couch there. I go back in there. He's not there. I go back and think, okay, where is he? And I start looking. I can't find him anywhere in the obvious places that he normally would be. So then I start to worry, and I'm thinking, okay, Toby's 13 years old. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Toby has, like dogs will do sometimes, they want to be by themselves, they go off and they die. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Toby has gone in the closet, crawled up under the bed, and died. And Renee is out of town. She's down at her mom's for her birthday. And so I'm thinking, if he's died and Renee is gone, you know, and me here, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I go and I look everywhere for him. He's not there anywhere. And I'm thinking, what has happened? Where is he? Nowhere in the house. I've looked everywhere. So I think, okay, did I leave a door open as we came in? And did he push the door open that wasn't completely shut and go out? So I go outside and I look on the back porch, on the deck, off the deck where I'd taken him out. He's not there. I go out the front and I look. I can't see him anywhere there. I come back in. I say, there's no way he could have done that because the doors were shut when I came in. So I go back in. I look through the house again. I can't find him. I'm thinking, okay. And I'm trying to think here. And I'm really starting about to panic now. And I'm thinking the only possible explanation for where that dog can be, unless he has acquired the ability to open the doors, you know, pull them open, go out, shut them behind him. The only possible explanation is that somebody has come and stolen him, you know. No, that's not the explanation. The explanation is that when we were outside and I was talking on the phone, I unhooked him off his leash and I forgot him and came in the house and left him outside. So I go back out on the back deck again, and I walk out and I look around, and there he comes trotting around the house to the back door. You talking about being glad to see me? He was very happy to see me. But I'm going to tell you what, I was thankful to the core at finding him. Because what I had done, short of him opening up the door, the only possible explanation is that I left him outside, occupied or preoccupied, thinking about something else, doing something else. And I walked in and left him out there. Nothing like that I've ever done before in my life. And all I could think of was how thankful I was that I didn't have to call Renee and tell her that somebody had stolen Toby while we were there and we couldn't find him. I would have never told the truth. I learned in this Thanksgiving season to be thankful. That's a very simple thing, I know, to be thankful that Toby was okay and that he wasn't gone. I learned to be thankful for the simple things. That it's important to be thankful that God blesses us countless times, day after day, day in, day out, with just little things that we don't even think about, that we don't even consider. How many times during the day do we have to be thankful that God delayed us just a moment at that stoplight because who knows what may have been awaiting us down the road? How many times can we be thankful that we can walk out at night and look up at the sky on a clear night and just see the vast universe that He has blessed us with? The stars and the constellations, and looking to the south this time of year and seeing the constellation Orion. That's one of my favorite things. I just love looking at that. A moonlit night and just thinking about how God's handiwork is so evident in all that's creation around us. How many times do we forget just to say thank you that we can wake up in the morning and we can step out of bed and that we have the health we have to do that? How many times do we forget to be thankful for those men and women who have fought on foreign shores and home shores, and the men and women who today keep law and order in our nation and provide emergency services when we need them, and the men and women at the hospitals who are there 24 hours a day in case we, stump our toe and need to go to the emergency room. How many times do we forget to say thank you for all those things that God has blessed us with? On Thanksgiving this year, I tried to be a little more thankful and remember to be a little more thankful for those simple things, those things in everyday life that we just tend to take for granted. Be thankful for the simple things. Second thing that I thought about and was thankful for on this Thanksgiving, I thought about 21 years ago. 21 years ago on Thanksgiving, that was the last holiday that I ever had with my dad. Before Christmas, he had died. 21 years ago, it's hard to believe when I even say that Thanksgiving, the last holiday that I spent with my daddy. For Renee, it was just kind of the opposite. 16 years ago, Thanksgiving was the first holiday that she spent without her dad. He died just a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, or just a week before Thanksgiving. So, in those times like that, I'm thinking here, what I'm thankful for is that even in the midst of a terrible time, and for Renee and I both, it's kind of, if you know our story of how we kind of ended up together and getting together all those years later after we knew each other in high school, she and I both, 5 years apart there, were both, when our dads died, were in the middle of separations and imminent divorces when our fathers died. Even in the midst of one of the most difficult times of my life, and I know it was for Renee, even in the midst of one of the most difficult times when a marriage was in disaster, when someone we loved dearly and just put the whole world upon and just trusted completely, was gone. Even in one of the most difficult, horrible times of my life, I remember that I could be thankful. I could be thankful for what my daddy had done for me as I grew up, for being there for me, that I could always count on him being there. We didn't always get along perfectly. We argued like sons and fathers argue, and sons and or daughters and fathers, and like parents and children do. We didn't, there was a time, believe it or not, that I thought I knew everything. And, we didn't always get along on that, because as I look back, my daddy did know everything and I didn't. But I'm thankful. Thanksgiving reminds me of that and how I can be thankful for the past, even in difficult times, for what God had blessed me with in my dad, and even in the difficult situations of a divorce, of going through grieving, that I knew, even in the midst of that, that God had given me something precious in my father. And I'm thankful for the fact that he and my mom brought me up right by going to church and exposing me to the Christian faith. I didn't always toe the line, but I knew what was right. I had the right kind of foundation, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the past, and I'm thankful that God is present even in difficult times. I learned that at Thanksgiving. The next thing, the third thing that I can say I learned at Thanksgiving came about on a Monday after Thanksgiving 26 years ago. Matthew was born. His first birthday was on Thanksgiving Day, but he was born about 4 days after Thanksgiving that when he was born. I was thankful. I'm thankful for that for many reasons. But when he was born, I knew then, like I never knew before that, I knew what it meant to love absolutely unconditionally. And any parent in here, any grandparent, any aunt or uncle, any brother or sister, or anybody will know what I'm talking about. Because once you saw that baby, once you saw that innocent, helpless child that you were responsible for, that was part of you, man, you couldn't help but love them. It didn't make no difference if they was all pink and purple and splotched and bald-headed and, anything. None of that mattered. You loved them unconditionally, totally, without question. Any amen from that? Yeah. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I have just a small inkling of that unconditional love, because you see, that unconditional love that we have as human beings for someone else, a child in particular, a newborn, a baby, that unconditional love that we have towards them is just a glimmer, just a flash of light of what that unconditional love that's present in God's part towards us, that He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Thanksgiving reminds me and helped me to learn that God loved me unconditionally, without question. Finally, on Thanksgiving, I learned that what helped me learn this is talking to John and Kelly about baptizing Enzo. And I'm remembering here as we do this before Thanksgiving, and we didn't do that on as a symbolic thing, do it right before Thanksgiving. It's kind of just when it worked out. But what better time could there be to come together and to baptize one of God's children into the kingdom than at a time of Thanksgiving, in the season of Thanksgiving? And that helped me to remember what we have to be thankful for in God's stamp being placed upon us. You see, it's not us that makes us worthwhile. It's not the intelligence that God has blessed us with that makes us worthwhile. It's not the place in business that makes us worthwhile. It's not how many possessions we've gained that makes us worthwhile before God. It's what God has done for us. You take a bill out of your pocket if you want to, and take a big one out and then give it to me after you're looking at it. But, you know, here's a $5. That's about the biggest thing I can find. What makes this $5 bill worth $5? Somebody want to tell me? Huh? It's backed by gold. Well, that used to be true, I think, but not anymore. But you're on the right track. It's not the paper. This paper is just worth probably not even a penny if you broke it down. It's not the ink. It's not any of that. But what makes it worthwhile is that seal on it for the U.S. Treasury Department. And it says on there somewhere that this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. It's that promise that's stamped upon this bill that makes it worth $5. What makes you worthwhile is the stamp that God has placed upon you in your life. A visible stamp through baptism. For the Jews, before Jesus came along, it was the sign of circumcision that set them apart and made them worthwhile. For us here today, the seal of baptism, which is symbolic of what God has done for us already through His grace, is what makes you worthwhile. God has made you worthwhile. The future, I'm reminded that the future is worth being thankful for. The future that's represented by Enzo and by Cody and by the other children that have come into this church and been born here and raised in here. That is what, because God has loved them and blessed us with them, that is what makes us worthy and worthwhile. Thanksgiving, like nothing else that I've ever experienced this year, has reminded me. It's reminded me that we need to be thankful for the simple things. Those things that we just take for granted. It reminds me that we need to be thankful for those things in the past. And even the bad things that have come, the difficult times, because they have refined us and they have molded us and they have made us who we are. To be thankful for the present, for the unconditional love that's evidenced in our lives through Jesus, through God's willingness to offer His Son. And finally, to remember the present, the future, and what God has done for us by putting His seal upon us through Jesus' sacrifice. He has placed a seal upon our lives that our eternity, our future, is secure. This morning, as we close out, I'm going to ask Jamie to play the praise song that we sang last month, or earlier this month. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is true. It talks about this is part of the scripture that I've read to you this morning. His love endures forever. So I want you to sing that this morning and remember what you have to be thankful for. And remember that God cares for you and has made you worthwhile because of His Son. His unconditional love for you. Your future is secure. Let's stand together and sing that. John, have you got it? All right. Thank you.